Our first guest on the official Raiders podcast has now got a big broadcasting career with ESPN, one of the co-hosts of Sports Nation, and he played for the Chargers. Marcellus Wiley joins us. And Marcellus, good to talk to you again. And when you were playing with the Chargers from 2001 to 2003, that's when the Raiders were last playing at a super high level in the postseason and in the Super Bowl. Good to see the Raiders back in this rivalry and playing big again.
Yeah, you talking about the Raiders back then. They were a machine. You talk about Rich Gannon and his maturation, him finally hitting his stride with the Oakland Raiders. And it was just unbelievable how that offense, how finely tuned it was. And I remember going against them, and it was so difficult to get a sack, not only because Rich Gannon was so precise with the football, would throw it on time and certainly hit his guys in rhythm, but they also had a good offensive line like they do now, and Lincoln Kennedy was not playing any games, so some of the best wars I ever had on the football field involved those Raiders.
I remember you coming into the black hole and staring into the south end zone. You didn't mind that atmosphere. You were a warrior. You were a physical guy. Did you like those Raider games as a Charger at home? Because you were always fired up to play also in Oakland.
Yeah, I was, man. I just loved the whole lore of the black hole. And man, I'm from Compton, so being from Compton, I ain't scared of nobody in the mask. So it just intrigued me that everyone was so invested in the game. And even when they came down to San Diego, I remember one time we received a letter that said we were limited in the number of tickets we would get because they didn't want us to give them to all the Raider fans, and the Raider fans would take over the stadium. And I saw some wild things on the way to the game, to the stadium, traffic jam. I'm stuck in traffic like everyone else, and I just see Raider fans just jumping out their cars, tailgating, playing football in the freeway. Just craziness, man. So it's a special rivalry, and I'm glad it's meaningful, especially for the Raiders.
Marcellus Wiley joins us. Did you expect the Raiders to be there this year at 10-3, or did you think they were a year away?
I thought they were a year away. Look, I got so much respect for Jack Del Rio. I played for him in Jacksonville. Tremendous balance between being a player-friendly coach and inspiring guys, but also being a disciplinarian when needed. As you saw this week with his remarks about Marquette King, he'll let you know, I'm a former player, but don't try and get over on me. And I just love Jack Del Rio and the way he can lead a team, and I see it happening already. But I didn't think it would happen this soon. I thought because the organization needed some restructuring, and him and McKenzie have been going after that. But now you talk about where they are. They got here pretty fast, pretty rapidly, and I don't think this is going away anytime soon because there's a mystique to them now. There's a belief. It's bigger than the X's and O's. The guys are buying in, and once you have that, you can have consistent success.
Marcellus Wiley joins us. Are you technically a believer in the draft, free agency, or a combination? Because Reggie McKenzie had to get some of that cap, that dead money, to go away before he could convince some veterans in the prime of their career to come, let alone draft players like Carr, Khalil Mack, and Amari Cooper.
Yeah, I mean, it's always a combo effect. I don't think you should walk in with one initiative and say this is the way and the only way. Just like the draft, you know, you go after best available, or do you say, do we have a need at a certain position? You just take the best football player. What's that old saying where they were talking about drafting Michael Jordan, and Portland was like, well, we need a center. They said, draft Michael Jordan and play him at center. You just pick the best damn player. Don't mess it up. So when that time comes for the Raiders, obviously, they're going to be more attractive than they have been in recent past. Guys are going to be clamoring to go up there and put on the silver and black. That's a new experience for Reggie McKenzie and Jack Del Rio, and it's going to be fun to watch.
You know, I see you at the fights, and I know you're living the dream. You talked about being born in Compton and then going to college in Columbia, playing and having a great career in the NFL, and now being on TV for ESPN every day. I mean, it doesn't get much better. What are your goals? Where do you want to be in the next 5 to 10 years? Because it's all right there for you.
Oh, man, I appreciate the love and appreciate the question. Right now, I'm honing my focus on the word transition. I just see too many of my fraternity members, my brethren, the former players, the current players, struggle in that transition. As you just said, I came from Compton where they told me I wouldn't make it and got to the Ivy League. And then I'm in the Ivy League and they tell me I won't make it to the NFL. And then I make it to the NFL. Then I'm in the NFL. They say that's the highlight of your life. You'll never do better than the NFL. Well, right now I'm getting paid like an NFL player, but I ain't getting hit once every day. I love this life. And the next thing is to make sure I can inspire others to take their challenges, their circumstances, overcome them, and make that transition.
How were you never a Raider? Did Mr. Davis ever talk to you about it? Were you close?
Yeah, I was close, man. It's funny. I went to San Diego on my trip. They offered me half, so I ended up getting a $40 million deal. They offered me 20, and my agent's like, get on the plane. You're going to see the Raiders. I was literally at the airport. And then San Diego called back and said, let's stop playing games. Let's get this right. So I was that close to coming up there. And once I would have saw that white jacket, that starter jacket, you never know what would have happened.
He wouldn't have let you leave the building. Once you got in the facility, he wouldn't let you go until you signed the deal. That's an amazing story.
Oh, I've been so pumped, man. I was looking forward to it, too. But you know what? It all works this way out. This is what it is.
Great to talk to you again, Marcellus. I'll see you down the road. All the best.
All right. Take care, Brick.